This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Talking a little Bucks basketball now is... We welcome into the program Frank Madden from the Locked On Bucks podcast. You can find him at FMaddenNBA on Twitter as well. Frank, how you been?
Doing okay. Spending a lot of quality time with family, like many people. So holding up just fine. Although obviously, no sports is pretty tough. You guys know that better than anyone.
Yep, no doubt. Hopefully we get sports back. Hopefully the NBA is, if not the leader, at least one of the two leaders in between baseball and basketball. But a lot of talk about playing the remainder, or at least a small portion of the remaining portion of the season, at a neutral site and then letting the playoffs begin. Let me ask you this. First and foremost, I read an article about Coach Budenholzer trying to draw some of his past when it comes to how to prepare to come back from when there were lockouts. But we don't know, we've never seen anything like this before. So you tell me, what do you expect when we finally do see basketball on a hardwood again?
It's a great question. Yeah, I mean, I think, typically when you have lockouts, you know, players obviously aren't having any interaction with the teams because they're obviously in a labor dispute. But, I mean, they can go to gyms, they can use their personal trainers, they can play pickup with each other. There's no issues with that. Obviously, we're in a totally different scenario. Teams can, talk to their players. Teams can, provide. I think the Bucks provided some Peloton bikes and free weights. I think they were trying to, basically give players at their homes, tools they could use to stay in shape. But, people aren't playing basketball, right? Unless you've got a gym in your house or, in your driveway or something, a hoop, you're not actually playing any basketball. It's really nothing competitive. So I think absolutely, if you try to go straight into the playoffs, that would be certainly a challenge just from a rhythm standpoint, getting players to the point where actually they're ready to compete at a high level. Now, obviously, so much of that just depends on how long a layoff would be. But for sure, I think you'd need. I think typically there was like 3 weeks roughly from when the last lockout ended. It was in early December to when they started playing games on Christmas. Back, earlier part of this day, like 2011, I think it was. So, there's at least some precedent for how much time they give to kind of ramp up, but. Again, the clock is ticking, obviously, and, are they going to have a small play-in tournament for some of the teams that maybe are not in the playoffs right now? There are all these variables that right now, obviously, everybody's just trying to sort out. Like, how do you manage this? Obviously, it's just an unprecedented situation, but for sure, you can't expect that you're going to see the best basketball in the world when these guys first come back, just given the fact that they haven't been able to play and, really play be with their teams or do anything of any of that.
Well, that was going to be my next question when, you don't know what you're going to get, but I thought it was interesting. I was reading an article, and I mentioned this yesterday. Coach Budenholzer told the guys, yes, go worry about your conditioning and go in and try to stay in the best shape you can possibly be, and here's, which is amazing because I've actually seen some of these names online because I ride Peloton, and I've seen some of these guys, some of these NBA players online. In the same classes that I'm taking, whether it's high intensity classes or strength and training, it's interesting that all of a sudden you got a professional athlete and you're trying to beat him. You know what I mean? It's pretty interesting in that sense.
Yeah.
But he also said, don't forget about basketball. If you have a chance to get out and shoot and work on your game, because a lot of guys are concentrating on keeping their legs under them. And yes, you need to do that. But he said, when you come back, a lot of times you're going to find yourself, maybe we'll get three games in 3 days when all of a sudden we come back, and you got to be ready to go. So he said, don't forget about basketball, which I found rather interesting.
Yeah, I mean, especially relevant to a team like the Bucks, which obviously the Bucks shoot a lot of threes. They also give up a lot of threes. So, it could work both ways when you think about just stylistically the way the Bucks play particularly, you know, you would think that certainly three-point shooting might be something that, that might look a bit more off than usual when teams first come back, just not having the rhythm of just getting shots up, right, which is the thing that, you know, players can do all summer, they can do during a lockout, they can do in really any other situation. But right now it's obviously really challenging. And, you know, Pat Connaughton did an interview, and he was talking about his conditioning, and he was saying, you know, hey, he's been doing some workouts where, you know, he'll fall on the ground and out of exhaustion when he's done. You know, you don't ever get to that point in a basketball game, but it's different, right? Game shape is still different from just being able to kind of work out on your own. And obviously the basketball component you mentioned is obviously a pretty key part of that, because you're not just, you know, doing cardio for 2 hours. You're actually trying to play a sport. And obviously the timing, the rhythm, all those things are important. And guys are absolutely going to be rusty when they come back. That's just going to be a reality of kind of how things work.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Also, I wanted to ask you when, you know, obviously the team comes back, Giannis will have had time to let that knee injury heal up. I would assume that he's, because the last time we saw this team, much like when we saw them come out of the All-Star break, their last memory going into the All-Star break was a loss. Coming out, they weren't playing real well. They had a bad West Coast trip. It wasn't very good. A lot of comments being made about, you know, how they need to come back home and they need to kind of get it all together and such. And I think that this team's going to come out just completely loaded for bear. Do you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if we think of it kind of selfishly from the Bucks' perspective, certainly. I mean, if it had been like a 2 to 3 week stoppage, obviously we knew it never was going to be that. But if they'd gotten 2 to 3 weeks, that probably would have been kind of ideal, because, you know, Giannis would have had plenty of time. I think he was probably going to play that by that weekend. When everything got canceled with that knee injury, which obviously was not very severe, But you know, a little extra time obviously is a plus. And then, you know, George Hill, Eric Bledsoe, I mean, they were dealing with various dings. Bledsoe had a sore knee. So, you know, definitely I think when you think about just the timing of it, when you have the best record in the league, obviously you do not want to lose a season. You don't want to just stop a season and come back a few months later. But, you know, if it was going to happen at some point, probably not bad timing for the Bucks, just given what you mentioned, especially, you know, chance to get Giannis rested up, get that knee where it's supposed to be. So that's definitely a plus. And, you know, certainly some other teams maybe have more extreme versions of that, you know, like Philly, Ben Simmons. We don't know when he might be able to play with his back injury, but a few months layoff actually might be a great thing for a Sixer team that obviously was really struggling and had various injuries. So, yeah, I mean, there's definitely going to be all those sorts of issues that kind of crop up, and maybe the, you know, it helps get some guys rested and refreshed, especially the older guys. And obviously the Bucks have a lot of veterans, so being able to get a rest now could be advantageous. But again, it's just such an unprecedented situation. You know, I think there's just, I'm just fascinated. I mean, obviously we all want the game to come back, but I think just seeing what this does to rhythm, timing, health, you know, conditioning, all that, I think it's just going to be really interesting, just because, as you've been saying, just we've never seen anything like this before.
Talking with Frank Madden and the Locked On Bucks podcast. The other thing that I was discussing yesterday was, you know, an interesting comment that was made when we had Ersan Ilyasova on our last show, and he had said, look, he had talked to a couple of different friends of his that said, you know, hey, the starters are going to win you the season. The depth of the bench is going to win you the championship. Coming out of all of this, the fact that their bench, their shooters, they have depth. They have probably one of the deepest benches when it comes to just solid role players. How much do you think that plays a factor into if we see a stretch run, a very quick stretch run, and then right into the postseason for this team?
It could. I mean, I would probably take the opposite tack. I mean, I think, you know, even if you look back at that Toronto series last year, I think Bud only played 8 guys his last two games of that series. They actually went to a really short bench. I think typically, you know, a team like the Bucks, they've been remarkably good, like, for instance, when Giannis has been on the bench. So the depth, I think, has been a huge part of the success overall this season. So, I mean, I would have probably disagreed with Ersan. I think the Bucks bench has been a huge part of the regular season success. I think in the playoffs where you're going to have to ramp up, you know, I mean, it's unprecedented basically how few minutes, you know, they've been relying on Giannis and Chris and Bledsoe and some of these other guys to play, right? And they've got one guy who plays 30 minutes a game, and Giannis is, you know, barely at 31. So, I mean, I think really it's going to be the starters, and they're the ones that are going to have to really shoulder more of a load, I think, in the playoffs. Flip side, you could say, well, you know, if coming out of this long break, if guys are not really going to be in a position that maybe, you know, the rhythm isn't there or the game shape isn't there or something, then obviously you could say the opposite. I mean, the bench is going to be important. I think for the Bucks, the bench certainly has been a huge part of their formula all year long. You just think about guys like George Hill, guys like Dante DiVincenzo have been huge boosts off the bench. So I think those guys are continuing to play huge roles. That's part of what kind of the Bucks, I think, winning formula is, just the depth and the fact they don't really lose steam when the second unit comes in or when they kind of do different situations. So I think it's going to be really important for the Bucks. That said, I think some of the gap between, the Bucks have done in the regular season and maybe some of the other teams out there, I think it probably closes a little bit just because, again, you're just not going to, the Lakers don't have to play 11 guys if you meet them in the finals, right? It's going to be your best against their best, probably for a lot more of the game than typical. So could definitely see it swing both ways, but I definitely subscribe to the theory. In the playoffs, that's where having kind of that great starting five, having that great closing unit, that's where probably it becomes more important.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we see basketball relatively soon, just to, even if it's in front of in an arena without fans. I think to be able to witness competition, I think a lot of us, as far as sports fans go, that will be something that we're really excited to see finally return. But let me ask you this: do you think that play diminishes, as some have hinted, LeBron being kind of the guy that's banged the drum on this? Do you think competition diminishes if there aren't fans in the stands? I don't.
I don't know. I mean, I think certainly it's just going to be a different experience, I would say. I think, it was interesting that the Warriors did a kind of an experiment in a game, I think, a couple years ago, where they didn't have, they didn't play, music. They didn't really have any of the normal kind of between timeout stuff, during game kind of stuff to kind of get the crowd going. They still had a crowd. But I remember, I think Steve Kerr and kind of members of the team said, it's just kind of weird. Right? It's just kind of weird not having those normal things part of the game. And so you think about, taking away fans entirely. I mean, to me, that's probably the most extreme thing you can do to sort of just, again, the aesthetic of what a game is. So I think it'll probably be very weird probably for us even to be watching on TV that way. But yeah, I think, if you're a fan or you're a player and you're doing it in front of an empty gym, and again, these might be, summer league type gyms, right? Like, are they even going to play if this happens in a real, big NBA arena, if nobody's in there? I mean, all this stuff we're not sure about. So I think it's definitely going to be different. It's just another one of those X factors that we don't really know how they're going to react, right? You always
right.
Crowd going crazy when a guy shooting free throws makes it harder. Well, is absolute silence and nobody in there going to psych guys out even more? I don't know, right? It's kind of one of those interesting things that we're going to get some hints at, which we've never really obviously had a chance to see this. I think it's going to make it different. That said, these guys are competitors, right? Even if it's a very different situation, if it's the finals and it's in front of, no fans, I still think you're going to see guys get really intense and competitive. And, I think back, I don't know if you remember this, the Dream Team, 92, they played apparently this incredible scrimmage against a group of college guys like Chris Webber and some of those
right.
guys. And apparently it was this amazing scrimmage and super intense. No fans were there, right? It was really just about pride, competition, and all that. So, ultimately these guys are pros, they're competitors. I think it's absolutely going to be different. That said, are they just not going to try as hard because there aren't fans there? No, I don't believe that. I think the intensity can be there. I think it's just going to probably be just different for different guys. And obviously, who knows, maybe Eric Bledsoe needs to not play in front of a big crowd in the playoffs, right? Maybe
right.
that would be a positive thing for a guy like him. Who knows?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Frank, always good to talk to you. They can find you on Facebook. They can find you on Twitter, but at F Madden NBA on Twitter, and it's the Locked On Bucks podcast. Frank, appreciate it as always, pal. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, both. Take care.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you later. There he goes. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. And thank the truck drivers that are out there delivering all the products that we need right now in this time of need. And for everything from, hand sanitizer and toilet paper to the masks that are being delivered to our healthcare workers. Thanks to the truck drivers. Our friends at Schneider remind you that. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE. Or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.